type of love. I'm hanging on, we push and shove. Possession is the motivation that is hanging up the goddamn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Everybody now trying to make it real compared to what. Come on, baby. Slaughterhouses are killing hogs. Twisted children are killing frogs. Poor dumb rednecks rolling logs. Tired old ladies kissing dogs. I hate the human love of that stinking mud. I can't use it. Trying to make it real compared to what. Come on,
baby. Well, we decided to let the music run a little bit long tonight. There's some interesting verses in this piece of music talking about the president's war and tired old ladies kissing dogs and frogs and Lord knows what else. Top of the evening to you and good evening. Welcome to another installment of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. I'm your hosting commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. You're listening to us live on this first day of February 2011, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. What a day this has been. Personally, professionally, on the economic scene, I love this. Obama says the Egypt transition must begin now. Who in the hell is Uncle Reem us to tell any other nation what needs to begin or end now? I have problems with these kind of things. I mean, when he was running for the office of the presidency, he's not the president, he was just running for the office. He was over there raising red flags, kissing everybody's butt. Now look what we've got. Stick around. We'll be back, and we'll get to work.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home, all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Come on, get set to go. Walking on the side of the street. Just get ready to be right on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a bitter bat that comes with a happy tune in your step? Life can be so divine. Right up the sunny side of life. Showing with, falling with, showing with some of my falling with, showing with some of my falling
with. Where we at? Fade out of here, Bubba. Over the Christmas holiday, I had seriously contemplated taking my wife to Chicago to hear that young woman and see her live. Roberta Gamberini, an amazing Italian gal that just... This gal's got chops, man. She can sing. You want to hear some really unbelievable stuff. If you're of a mind to go out and pick up any of her work, it's Roberta Gamberini, or is it Gambarelli? I'm blanking tonight. Anyway, we're going to do something very unusual this time of the night. We'll eventually get to work. Jim from Missouri is on the line, and I'm going to take Jim's call. How are you this evening, Jim?
Well, good evening, Mr. Bennett. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine, sir.
Well, you know, I tried to call in on the previous show, and I had an appeal to John Stattmiller, and as well as Mr. Chapman and yourself, because you guys are affiliated, and also to the people that are the listeners.
Please, go ahead.
You know, John put out a statement. I think that he said, hey, if you give me $500,000, we'll get this. We've got the money to get this network where we need it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I've been a listener for a couple years at least now, and I'm an active subscriber to the archives. A lot of people that come on here, yeah, maybe they don't want to listen to the archives. I don't know why they wouldn't, because I tell you, it's a wealth of knowledge.
It is. There's no two ways about it.
John made a very good point. You know, he had over 1 million unique visitors last month. Now, let's put this in perspective, folks. I want everybody to listen to this. 1 million people. John's looking for $500,000. It's not for him. It's for us, so that we can expand this network and get it out to our fellow man. So in just 1 month, you got 1 million unique visitors. That's 50 cents, folks.
Yeah, exactly.
50 cents. What John asks, and I can't even believe he does it, he asks for $1.33 a month to have access to the archives. Come on, folks. What can you do for $1.33 today? You can help your country.
It's a good approach. It's a common sense, simple approach.
It is very simple. And what I am going to, I'm going to ask John, because Mr. Bennett, you know John as well as I do. He doesn't like to ask for money.
I know it.
I understand that. But you know what? I'm going to ask, I'm appealing to Mr. Statmiller. Every time that there's a commercial that goes on, he needs to include a commercial for Republic Broadcasting. I'm asking him to do that. And I'm asking you and Mr. Chapman and all the other hosts to include that. I don't know how the system works. I don't care. But at the same time, you know what, folks that are out there listening, call in and donate a dollar.
You know, it becomes interesting, Jim, because you put it in such simple terms, and I understand it. I think everyone out there listening tonight understands it. We're talking about, you know, 50 cents, that's a half a million bucks. Well, John and I've had many, many agreements and disagreements and battles over the years, and about 2 years ago he contacted me about something, and I had to pass on what he was offering me. And I said, John, you've got big dreams, many of which are even beyond your own understanding of what they are. Now, I'm not knocking John here. I want you and the audience to understand where I'm coming from.
Oh, it's no, one I thing, totally understand.
It's one thing to say, if I had a half a million dollars, I could make this work, except that you and I both know that a half a million dollars doesn't just make it happen and allow it to keep happening. And so I would say if we had a million unique visitors last month, and each one of them made a minuscule contribution to the point of 1 month's worth of archive donations, you not only have your half a million, you have more to begin the necessary growth that takes it all forward. Hey, listen, I don't care how bad off somebody is. $1.33 is obtainable. How many people sit here for 8, 10, 12, 14 hours a day listening? I guarantee a lot of them, and I'm a smoker, a lot of them are smoking a heck of a lot more than $1.33 with the cigarettes in a day's time.
Well, I'm a smoker too, sir, and I just did the math, and $1.33 a month times 12 is $15.96.
Yeah, exactly.
And I am making an appeal, but I am making an appeal to Mr. Statmiller too, and to those that are hosts on the calls. Ask for it. Come on. It's not going to take that much. It's not going to take that much. We can solve this problem in 1 month. Hell, we could do it in a couple days.
I think you're absolutely right.
And hopefully, I appreciate your time. That's what I wanted to voice. I wanted John to hear that, because I really do. He needs to be a little bit more proactive in this. He needs to ask. And I appreciate your show. I appreciate your business. And I'm gonna get off. Let somebody else come on. Let you continue. And come on, all you listeners. $5, 50 cents, $1, $10. What's it gonna matter? Come on, cough it up. Get it
sounds
out.
Good. Sounds
it
good.
Out.
It's a good approach, Jim.
And that's the only way we're gonna do it. So I thank you for the time, sir.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate your call. You have a good evening. Well, Jim had a good suggestion. And I, you know, there's a lot of good suggestions. There's so many of us out there that are either listening or participating or are actively involved as a broadcaster or a listener or an advertiser or a sponsor or whatever. And, you know, here's one guy, one gentleman sitting out there in Missouri. Well, they don't call it the show me state for nothing. And I think that's exactly what Jim was saying. Show me. Not just show me the money. I mean, that's simple format. You know, years ago, back in 1967, there was a movie called Cool Hand Luke. And when the character played by Paul Newman and George Kennedy and these other guys were all playing cards, they'd be gambling, and it was kick a buck, kick a buck, kick a buck. And I've always understood that mentality, kick a buck. It's a kick a buck campaign. And, you know, if we had a million listeners and, you know, whether it was for 5 minutes or for 5 hours or whatever the case may happen to be, each and every one of those people kicked a buck. this network is well on its way to becoming what we all need as a nation, need this network to be. You know, there are others out there who I refer to as Mr. Megaphone, you know, who has certainly over the years brought a lot of issues to light, woken up many people in his own way, but also seems to be the constant self-promoter. I hate to say this. I don't know of a broadcaster on this network that is a constant self-promoter. And look, do I get emotional doing this program sometime? Do I raise the voice? Do I, excuse the term, but shine on the accents, et cetera, et cetera? Of course I do. It's part of the shtick. It's part of what gets you to listen, to pay attention, to maybe hate my guts and take off and tune out. That's your business. But what Jim came up with is a good idea. I hope that our producers will make sure that John gets a cut of that segment, and we'll share that. Anyway, for those of you who were 18 minutes and some odd seconds into the hour, I think most of you are probably fairly aware of what the markets did today for one reason or another. I mean, given the turmoil in the Middle East. Now, get this. I was listening to NPR for a while today. And one of the announcers or one of the people being interviewed said, you know, it's amazing to me that for the first time in as long as I can remember, the problems in the Middle East are not all about Israel. Well, I had to begin thinking about what the man had said. You know, we got Egypt, we got Jordan, we got this, that. Well, how do you know it's not about Israel? How do you know Israel's not over there stirring up the pot? I'm sorry. That's the way I see it. But with all this nonsense, and yet the Dow was up 148 points today to close at 12,040 points. NASDAQ up 51 points. NASDAQ ever actually had a bigger day of gain than the Dow did, as did the S&P 500. NASDAQ up 51 to close at 2751. The S&P 500 up 21 to close at 1308. Global Dow currently up 5 at 2186. Gold in the aftermarket is up a couple of bucks, currently at $1,343. Jeremy, I got you locked in many ounces ago. Check your email, otherwise I'll call you later. Many, many dollars ago. Oil, well, it's up 15 cents, currently at $90.92 a barrel. Stuff's going on.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Here's some more of these headlines coming out of the Mideast. Just amazing to me. Once again, Obama says that the Egypt transition must begin now. Obama says the U.S. is ready to help Egyptian people. Obama says transition in Egypt must begin now. Obama says only Egyptian people can choose their leaders. Obama says Mubarak sees the need for change. Obama. What the hell do we care about what Obama says about what's going on in Egypt? Obama says the U.S. will stand up for democracy. We can't even stand up for our own. It's amazing. Welcome back to tonight's Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. It's been interesting, is it not? Yeah. Fast look at the medals. We got in a half hour into this, and I don't know what we've accomplished. A little bit of rambling tonight. Whoa, what is this? Is that right? All of a sudden, we've got a little bit of a recycle going on here. Is that right? Yeah, sure enough. Platinum off $3 in the aftermarket at $1,824 an ounce. Silver down 11 cents at $28.49. Gold right now at $1,340.10. Jeremy, I still bought it at lower than that for you. So Mubarak vows not to run again. If only Obama would do the same. Pretty frustrating. Well, in the midst of all this nonsense, I'm also trying to buy another house. We're looking. Found a really unique place today that would not only be a nice home, but it would truly be an investment for the future, if and whatever future we're going to have. But at least if I go out, I'm going out in style, baby. And it's quite affordable. Quite affordable. Thank you. Appreciate that. I can't answer that 800 line when I'm on the air, unless you were calling the 800 line of the studio. Thanks, Dallas. Appreciate it. One of the gentlemen just sent an email and said, hey, here's the caller's cash challenge. I took the caller's challenge, and I'm not even from the USA. Guy just called in and placed an order for a month's subscription. This guy's not even an American, doesn't even live here. What the hell's wrong with you people? I'm not getting crude. Let's take a look at some interesting things today. I love it. The economy's getting better. Oh, the Dow's coming back. Ooh, everything's getting better all the time until you open up and find out that another month goes by, one more chance for General Motors to stuff its dealers with inventory. Oh, yes, sirree, Bob. In the just-released January sales public relations deal, remember, January ended yesterday, the company announced that
General Motors dealers in the United States reported 178,896 total sales in January, a 23% increase from a year ago for the company's four brands. The gain was driven by solid retail sales, which were 36% higher than a strong January a year ago. And behind the scenes, General Motors has continued to shove a whopping $510,000 worth of inventory up the dealers' wazoos. Sure, General Motors corporate's making money hand over fist by sticking it to the dealers. In January 2011, the firm had 510,000 cars at its dealers compared to just 390,000 a January a year ago, a 30% increase that General Motors has forced down the throats of their dealers. What are we dealing with here? Chevy? Oldsmobile and Pontiac are gone. I guess that leaves, what, Cadillac and GMC? Is that all they got left? Furthermore, as the only component of consumer credit that is surging, non-revolving loans indicates that virtually all car purchases are made based on the old formula of no money down. And with the government backstopping both the car maker and the lender banks, we could be very interested in discovering just how bad the delinquency rate in non-revolving car debt has been over the past year, especially as it relates to General Motors. Come on, they're all doing it. Good credit, bad credit, no credit at all. Come on in, walk in, drive out today. Nobody turned down. Come on. I don't care where you live. Any sizable city in America, there's always some schlock used car dealer that's running that same kind of ad. Out here in Arizona, for years, we used to have the Lone Arranger and his sidekick, Carlotta Sales. Use your brains. Lone Arranger, as in L-O-A-N. The guy'd come on TV with a white suit and a white shirt and a white tie with a stupid-looking white cowboy hat and a black mask and had this hog standing next to him that had more makeup than Tammy Faye Baker, and her, the name of her character was Carlotta Sales. Carlotta Sales. Lotta Sales. Good credit, bad credit, no money down. Walk in, drive out today. They're all thinking the same way they did 7, 8 years ago, which is what got us into this trouble to begin with. Mervyn King. No, he's not a competitor to Burger King. Mervyn King is Britain's chief central banker. Now, I don't know, this is the second day in a row we've gone to some counselor out of Britain to give us some economic input. Well, stay with us. When we come back, we'll get back on it. Enjoy, Renee Olstead.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Yeah, that's about right. There ain't nothing any of us can do. But you know what? We don't quit. We don't quit trying. Before the break, I made reference to the fact this is the second day in a row that we've leaned on the words and the advice of some British economist or banker, in this case, Mervyn King, Britain's chief central banker, key figure in the global financial system. Now listen to this. Chief central banker. Does that make him the equivalent of Ben Bernanke? I suppose so. Well, I hope not that low, but Greenspan, whatever. A key figure in the global financial system last week after surprising reports surfaced that the British economy had once again contracted in the fourth quarter of last year, King delivered a stern, sobering message to his country. And you think it's only happening here, right? He says in 2011, real wages are likely to be no higher than they were in 2005. One has to go back to the 1920s to find a time when real wages fell over a period of 6 years. He then went on to say the Bank of England cannot prevent the squeeze on real take-home pay that so many families are now beginning to realize is the legacy of the banking crisis and the need to rebalance our economy. The squeeze on living standards is the inevitable price to pay for the financial crisis and subsequent rebalancing of the world and UK economies. Furthermore, inflation may rise to somewhere between 4 and 5% over the next few months. And the idea that the MPC, whatever that is, could have preserved living standards by preventing the rise in inflation without also pushing down earnings growth further is wishful thinking. Unpleasant though it is, MPC, Monetary Policy Committee. Unpleasant though it is, the Monetary Policy Committee neither can nor should try to prevent the squeeze in living standards, half of which is coming in the form of higher prices, half in earnings rising at a rate lower than normal. I sympathize completely with savers and those who behave prudently now find themselves among the biggest losers from this crisis. It all depends, you see, on how one chose to save, Mr. Economic Guru. I chose to save in non-paper denominated assets, and I've done quite well, thank you very much. But he sympathizes with savers and those who behave prudently, who now find themselves amongst the biggest losers. Make it simple. my friends. One of the world's leading central bankers has looked his country in the eye and admitted that he is completely powerless to prevent the inevitable decline in living standards that will result from years of reckless behavior. Let's see if Ben Bernanke's got the cojones to do that. I somehow don't think so. You know, it's amazing that somebody in his position would be so terse, so direct in his appraisal of the situation. Because by nature of their position, central bankers are serial liars who must continually deceive the public in order to set expectations and carry out their agenda. King's statement would be refreshing to hear something like that emanate from the orifice of one Ben Bernanke. But I think he'd be dead before he flapped his first syllable. In the case of Mr. King, his statement may be a sign that England is finally on its last leg. Fiscally, the country is in a similar situation as the U.S. and Europe, in debt up to its eyeballs, hemorrhaging cash, quickly losing the confidence of the international community. But unlike Europe, the U.S. and even Japan to a degree, England lacks reserve currency status in any measure that matters. And so without a line of foreigners to buy its debt, regardless of the fundamentals, the United Kingdom has been forced into its day of reckoning before the others. Which I find interesting because they still consider us to be colonists, you know. What kind of damage could they incur on us before the end hits us? And yet, meanwhile, the Europe and the U.S. continue to spit unjustified confidence. Con is the key word here. Angela Merkel and Nicolas Sarkozy have pinky sworn that they will not let the euro fail, and Barack Obama's State of the Union address last week provided a temporary feel-good blip that the government is going to fix everything. My God, the government has caused it. Why would I want their help? Please, Obama, don't get out another wrench or another screwdriver. As a matter of fact, they might be a new job for your axe in Egypt. Once you go, take the wife, the kids, too. Leave the White House to us, we the people. That's a good idea. I think we need to send Obama to Egypt where he'd be more welcome than he is here. I don't say it because of his color. The guy thinks more along those lines. It's where he belongs, with his kind of people. Because this cat sure ain't my kind of people. No, not because of color, not because of pigmentation, not because of having multicultural, multi-race parents. I could care less about that. Now, I say that a lot, but I'm quite serious about it. I don't care about the color of somebody's skin. I never did. It's how they conduct themselves that I am concerned about. One of the few areas of Martin Luther King's speech that I agree with, even though he didn't even write it. He plagiarized that mamma jamma. And it's been proven. And he's still in the grave be taking credit for it. Yeah. Them's be a new job opening coming up in Egypt. I wouldn't mind hearing Barack Obama sing one song. I'm leaving on a jet plane, ain't never coming back again. Yeah, that's the one. Well, people shouldn't be fooled with any of this nonsense. People shouldn't be fooling to thinking that the United States and Europe and Japan and all those nations which depend heavily on them are going to fare one damn bit better than England. 1916. Jolly old England had its finger in the pots of two-thirds of the world. That's how far-reaching merry old England was. and everybody had all these Cold War concerns about Russia and Nazi Germany and all these people that wanted to control you. If I rule the world, forget that. England did. And probably in a roundabout way, probably still has a lot of control. But they've got less control over their financial destiny. England just might have to face the music first. But they're not going to be the only member of the Western hierarchy to fall. Because where the Limeys fall, the colonists soon may follow. And yet, what's our government going to do, old baby? They're going to continue running trillion-dollar deficits for the next several years. Ain't no end in sight. Nope, not the runaway spending. I mean, why not? It sells well to the rubes. Hey, here's another 52 weeks unemployment benefits. Here's a free meal. You've earned it. You work for it. Here's food stamps. Free. It ain't free. Somebody somewhere is paying for it. Ain't nothing for free. You go to a carnival, I won. Look what I got for free. I got a giant panda bear for my girlfriend. How many tickets did you have to buy to take a chance to win that thing? How many softballs did you have to throw with those wooden bowling pins to knock them down to win that giraffe over there in the corner? You know, the 7 foot tall one. It's a scam. And it's just what goes on in this country and in every other nation around the world. They keep spending. There's no end in sight. None of them are considering the upcoming carnage that's going to occur when the cities and states begin to go bust or social security runs out of funds. Now, Japan might be in the worst of shape, but you got to remember something. Japan's been in this shape for, what, 21 years? And they've managed to get through because Americans are still buying Sony TVs. Except the Japanese are smart. Even those suckers are probably being made in China now because the Japanese are getting them made cheaper. It's the best in any of those countries, including our own, can hope for is to suffer the same fate of England, a significant reduction in the standard of living. Maybe I will head up north. I hear Ted Kaczynski's cabin's for sale. Bet you can pick it up real cheap. You remember Ted Kaczynski? The mailman? No, not the postman. That was Kevin Costner. Kaczynski was a brilliant writer of sorts. You notice the post office has been in real deep trouble since Kaczynski was incarcerated and stopped sending mail? Do you remember who Ted Kaczynski was? I know the hippie biker knows who. It's the cat that used to send out the letter bombs. It's too bad he failed. You make out of that what you wish. You know, I got a call from a listener in Chicago, Illinois today. You know who I'm talking. We got talking politics. He and I have talked two or three times over the last week. And gentleman who I didn't know up until a week or so ago. And we were talking about, he loves the fact that I call Obama Uncle Reem Us. Of course, we're talking about Obama's buddy, the guy who's running for mayor of Chicago, Ramesses Emanuel. You know, it really, I bet those boys get together down at the bathhouse at night and have a real good time. That's all we need is Uncle Reem Us running the White House and Ramesses Emanuel running City Hall in Chicago, which is to say he'll be running the state of Illinois. Oh, come on. You people don't know. You think Illinois is run out of Springfield, which is where their capital is? Now in Springfield, they take their marching orders from City Hall in Chicago. It's always been that way. It's the one state that really gets away with it. Yeah, the city that works. Well, it did under Daddy. Oh, man, my buddy Biasada's got to be just rolling over today. I should give him a call and go up on his show tomorrow. I think we should talk about Ramesses. Yeah, well, from what I've heard about Obama and Rahm Emanuel, Ramesses has totally different connotations, but we're not going to turn this into the adult hour. We have younger children listening, and I don't particularly care to talk about the likes of Barney Frank and his ilk and what people of that proclivity do. You get the idea. I know you're going to call me later. Twisted, man. You know, the last few days, I guess the last week or so, I've come to the air so relatively ill-prepared. I normally come prepared to work. I'm still prepared to work. But I've not come with the typical documentation, the things that I like to bring to the airwaves. But there's times I sit back and feel comfortable doing it. Now, about an hour ago, I joined John and Bob for a short while. And I was working from very early this morning to put a package together specifically of gold for gold buyers. Look, the market has been trading within about a $5 range for a week and a half or so. They can't seem to get it to go up, but they can't seem to keep it down either. That's a good sign. It's holding in a good solid position. In this week's special, I call Bob's Lucky Bag of Gold, special number 723. Now, let me talk about gold for a few minutes, and then we're going to talk about silver. And if you can somehow avoid this break that's scheduled to go up in a minute, I would be very appreciative of it. Because I'm running later than I should on this thing. The package for today is a remarkable collection of European gold coins. They all date between 1861, our Civil War era, to 1914. They all come from a variety of different nations. We're going to get in this package. This is a 5-coin package. Listen carefully. Includes one each of a French 20-franc Napoleon III from the 1860s, 1870s in that time frame. A French 20-franc rooster. An Italian 20 lira Umberto. Both the rooster and the Umbertos, the Italian 20 lira piece, are brilliant uncirculated, as will be the Swiss 20-franc Helvetia. We're also including the slightly heavier as the fifth coin, the Dutch 10 guilder from the Netherlands, the King Willem. Also a spectacularly nice coin. Coins of this era recognized all over the world. They were traded across country borders, etc. I like them. Each one roughly a fifth of an ounce, with the Netherlands coin being slightly heavier than the others. World currencies, they worked. Each of these coins ranges in condition from extra fine to brilliant uncirculated. Most of them are uncirculated. Obviously, they did not hear me. You guys are not listening to the broadcasters tonight. What are you doing, homework? I guess I'll be back, folks.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Well, we're back. What for? I don't know, but we're back. Down to the closing minutes. Anyway, our package offering for this week includes the five gold pieces. There's something a little unusual with it. I'm offering this as a five. Remember, we're always on the air. Okay, here's a single coin. Here's a 20-pack, a 40-pack, a 50-pack, etc. I'm offering this as a five-coin package for $1,420. That's $1,420. So, you know, I'm not coming up with the $5,700, $5,800 packages. It's not, you can still do it. And you can find that on the website. Go to RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com. Scroll down on the right-hand side to pages. Click on the treasure hunt. And you'll see the breakdown. Here's why I'm doing this. A lot of our listeners can't afford to pop in $5,600, $5,700, $5,800 to buy a package of 20 coins just to get Bob Chapman's International Forecaster newsletter. So I'm doing something unusual. Here's a five-coin package, $1,420. Now, for that, I can't give you the newsletter. This newsletter sells for $159.95 a year. If you want to give me a call tonight at 1-800-691-7898, or if you want to send me an email, gold@republictradinggroupinternational.com, you can order that five-coin package. And if you would like Bob's newsletter, whether it's a new subscription or a renewal, or a gift subscription, I'm going to charge you a flat $720. You add that to the $1,420. Now, that's making things more readily available to folks who can't necessarily afford to jump on the 2040 coin packages. So if you want to take advantage of that, it's a great buy. It's a tremendous to give it. Look, that's $80 over spot is what you're paying. That's a good price. It's a very good price. Mixed selection. You want to buy 20 coin package, a 40 coin package? There's prices there for you. Maybe you say, Jeff, all I want is the Italian. Can you cut me a deal on just Italian? Yes, I'll break it down and I'll get you specifics on just the Italian or just the Roosters or the Swiss or whatever you want to do. I've told you this before. I will make you, I don't care, 7 days a week. You want to call? You want to place an order with me? I will make you a Chapman special. But this is a great buy. I was real happy to be able to put this one together. 1-800-691-7898. This, my friends, is what helps this network stay afloat and keep moving forward. Bob's Lucky Bag of Gold for February the 1st, 2011. Special number 723. And the neat thing is, you don't have to buy a 20, you don't have to be a 20 plus coin buyer to take advantage of Bob Chapman's International Forecaster Newsletter. $160 value, $159.95. I'm going to make it available to you for $120. New subscription, renewal, or a gift subscription. Doesn't matter. Glad to do that for you. So, time is up. Man says, I got to go bye-bye. I got to get to work. We are going to have a hard, cold frost out here in the desert tonight, and I got to go outside and take care of my rose bushes. Make that call. I'll be here for you well into the night, my friends. Without apology, I am out of here. That suit my taste. And your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you, yes, I got you, I got you, and all that jazz, and all that jazz. The next round of the worst.